Hello, this is Tom Beal, and welcome to today's edition of Make Today Great. Today, I'm going to share a brief insight into the mind of Tom Beal, me, to share how I choose to make today great. And here is what I will call who I'm competing against. In my world, when I see people attain things, whether it's optimal health, optimal relationships, or optimal financial advancement and results, it inspires me. And I cheer them on, like, wow, that is awesome. And I cheer on their success, not looking at them as like, curse them for being in better shape than I am, or curse them for having what appears to be a better relationship than I, or curse them for having large amounts of money and results. No, I look at them like, holy cow, keep going, man. Keep going, woman. Rock on. Be the baddest and best you can be. And what that does for me is shares that internally, I believe if they are capable of achieving that due to their making a choice that that's what they wanted as their desired outcome and willing to take the proper steps to make that a reality, I too could make similar choices to be the best I can be in my physical health, in my relationships that are important to me, and in my financial security and results. If they can do it, I can do it, is what I see. And even more so, when let's talk about making today great in the financial realm, there are many young entrepreneurs who have seen people succeed online and said, you know what, I want to succeed online, and they take proper steps. And generally, most all of them that I happen to be friends with come across difficulties and challenges, and at one point or another kind of get the feeling like, you know what, this may not be for me. Yet they persevere, yet they search for the answers to figure out how they can crack the code to the success that they're searching for. And through due diligence, through following my five-step success magnet system, having the proper vision, having the proper belief, having the ability to identify and align people that can guide them and give them the answer to, hey, you're where I want to be. What steps can I get or take from you that will, if you were in my shoes, how and what would you do for me to get where I am to where you are? Then the fourth step, commitment to action. And the fifth step, having fun. By applying those five steps, they're able to take their adversities and turn them into lessons and get results. And for me, it inspires me to see all the young and the old people, old and young is relative, but I'm talking kids in their 20s to ladies and gentlemen in their 70s and beyond that are attaining tremendous financial results, overcoming the obstacles, overcoming the adversities, overcoming the challenges, and persevering. And the coolest part of it is they're not the smartest. They're flawed. They have habits. They have difficulties. They have lack of experience, lack of knowledge, lack of know-how, but they don't let that stop them. And that inspires me even more. Say, you know what? I actually know them, and they're not the brightest candle in the room. That gives me more inspiration. Like, wow, go. And cheering them on. Go, go, go. And it inspires me. There's a quote, or two words actually, inspirational dissatisfaction. So I am currently content with my health, with my relationships, and with my finances, with the chaos that is in each of those areas. I am far from ideal, far from perfect, but I understand and observe what each of those scenarios are, and I'm clear what my goal is for each of those areas, and I'm committed to taking the proper steps day in, day out to improve my health. On a daily basis, I ask myself, what am I going to do today to improve my health? And for me, I keep it simple. I'm going to stay well hydrated. I'm going to make sure that I move properly today. And one of my habits is a daily walk to and from the beach, sometimes twice a day. 2 miles there, 2 miles back. A 4 mile walk where I'm listening to audio such as this. And yes, I do listen to myself, actually. I learn a lot from myself and many other experts that I resonate with. So I'm continually learning while I'm walking. Sometimes I will do client calls to and from the walks to the beach. And so I move, and I also get proper sleep. So for my health, I'm going to stay well hydrated. I'm going to choose to move, and I'm going to get proper sleep. Those are the simple things that I do on a daily basis through the activities, my daily commitment to taking those steps keeps me fairly healthy. Now, I have goals to better my best. We're going to talk about that in a minute. For my relationships, am I telling the people that are important to me and close to me that I love them, that I appreciate them, that I am thankful for them in my life? And that goes across the board for my personal and professional relationships. And I have a internal feeling of who has it been that I haven't connected with and I need to reach out to or feel compelled to reach out to. And then I reach out. And that can be through a phone call, that can be through text, that can be through a quick video or quick audio that I send to them through the various technologies we have. And I personally like FaceTime because you're able to connect at a different level when you're able to see each other's faces. And then for the money, what are the activities that I can do today to improve my bank account? What are the activities I can do this week to improve what I classify for my financial situation in three areas: my today money, my tomorrow money, and my contribution? What am I going to do to generate revenue today, this that will be able to keep the bills paid on a month-to-month basis and keep the lifestyle afloat? What projects am I working on for the tomorrow money that are 60 days or more out before the money will come in? And what am I doing to contribute? What am I doing to assist the people that I feel called to assist? So that's the mentality of how I see competition, how I make today great in a nutshell. And to answer the question, how do I see the competition? I touched briefly on it. Only person I'm competing with is me. I look in the mirror and that's who I'm competing with. Am I giving it my best? Am I giving it my all? If not, hey, I have a talk with myself in the mirror. Hey, it's time. You're better than this. Step up. Go for it. This life is brief. Be an example. Be someone who is seeking to better your best. You're 42 going on 43 in 6 months. How can you get into being 43 at the best physical shape possible, with the best possible relationships, personally and professionally, with the best financial situation? You know, let's go for all of it. And what hats am I wearing? I'm wearing a father hat. I'm wearing a boyfriend hat. I'm wearing an entrepreneur hat. I'm wearing, you know, different hats. And I'm going to be the best that I can be in each of those environments and with each of those hats. So my hope is, in this message today, that this is helpful for you. It gives you a peek into the mind of me, Tom Beal, and shares how I make today great and how I let others' success, A, I cheer them on, B, it inspires me to recognize I am capable of attaining more for myself, and C, following my 5-step success magnet system, get clear on what it is I want for my health, for my relationships, and for my finances, and am willing to take the proper steps. Controlling the only things that I can't control, my thoughts, words, actions, and emotions, to ensure each day I'm giving it my best, I'm making today great. So that is the message today. If you like this, if it was helpful, please leave some comments. You know, share this message with as many people as you can if you feel this can help your friends, your family, your coworkers, your peers, etc. Post it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, whatever you need to do. Let's get the message out there so that we can, each of us, make today great. Tom Beal saying bye for now. Go make today great.